Lampman. When Stacy Kerslake moved to a farm in the Lampman area 18 years ago, she were greeted by a group of women that called themselves the Welcome Wagon. She always thought this was a wonderful idea, but over the years it slowly disappeared. Kerslake said a year ago they began to collect information and items to bring this back to the town. Businesses were asked to partake in promotional items or gift cards that could be added to the basket. A great deal of work has gone into preparing the baskets, which include a detailed information sheet. Shanna Taves took care of it, providing every detail that newcomers would need. Names, locations and numbers for doctors, hospitals and dentists were gathered. For those moving from another province to Saskatchewan, they needed to know how to get a healthcare card, insurance, and licenses, and this was also on the information sheet. Every business in Lampman was listed with a brief introduction to what they offered. Close surrounding area businesses were included as well. The welcome basket had promotional items, gift cards, a welcome mat and even wine glasses and a bottle of wine. Each year these baskets' contents could change, depending what is offered. On February 15, they delivered their first basket to a family, and Kerslake said they were shocked, surprised and very appreciative. New families are located through the town and RM of Browning and the Welcome Wagon Committee will go back 6 months, as it took them longer to get set up than they had anticipated. They will also stay connected with the school on new students attending. The Welcome Wagon was also a wonderful way for the town to promote the family center. It has been up and running since 2018, and Kerslake feels that few people are aware of what the center offers. One classroom is set aside at the Lampman School for the center, which is used for play school, but they also offer before and after school programs to students aged 5 to 12 years. The program runs from 7 to 8:45 a.m. and then again after school from 3:25 to 6 p.m. Two adults and five students help with this, with several of the students continuing to return yearly to work in the program. During the day is play school and on Fridays the kids go to the rink to play on the bouncy castle. Cooking classes are held regularly for an after-school program and are offered in the evenings as well. Craft classes of different ideas are also part of the program in the evenings. Kerslake said that Lampman is a big hockey town, so it is difficult to find an evening that does not have hockey happening, but they do their best to accommodate. The Family Center's board consists of 6 people, and they strive to make the facility a beautiful place and are always open to ideas. When a new family comes to town, it can be frustrating to find out where places are, and they felt this was a great way to welcome them into the community and they can contact the center for more information and details.